You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
Thank you for coming. In this seminar, we're going to focus on skills and tips for writing a good CV, or resume, as some of you may call it, and also discuss some points to avoid, as they may be off-putting to a potential employer selecting applicants for an interview. Remember that the details included in your CV are the only insight that the recruiter has of you. So your message must be clear, and your CV must be designed to inspire that person to want to find out more about you. I'm glad to see so many people attending, and I hope that you will find the information I'm going to give you today useful in your search for employment. Now, all of you are in the final year of your degree, and will soon graduate. For many of you, it will be the first time you will be applying for full-time work positions, though I know a number of you already have part-time jobs. Remember that for most advertised positions these days, there are a large number of applicants. So your CV needs to convince the reader that you have something special to bring to the position that others do not. For this reason, writing a generic CV and sending it out for all the positions you are applying for is unlikely to result in success. The person in charge of recruitment in each company is going to be looking to interview candidates who match their specific requirements and will be able to operate successfully in the role they are specifically advertising. And while it may appear time-consuming having to tailor your information to a particular application, believe me, in the long run, it is worth it. It is common nowadays to include an objective statement, which is usually two or three lines describing yourself, your characteristics, and what type of role you're looking for. I'm sure that many of you are aware of the common buzzwords often used in CVs, such as dedicated, self-starter, seeking challenging role. However, once again, keep this statement specific. If it does not clearly relate to the job in question, it is meaningless, as the reader will almost certainly just skim over the information and is unlikely to give it any real attention. Putting in extra effort prior to sending out a handful of applications will most likely produce more results than 100 which are not thought through properly. As I'm sure you know, it is standard practice when writing a CV to start with personal details, moving on to a section about education, then on to work history in chronological order. This means, in sequence of dates employed, usually starting with the most recent roles. For new graduates from university, it may be difficult to find ways of impressing employees with a work history, as it is likely to be limited or even non-existent. However, don't underestimate the significance of experience that you may have gained in a summer job or voluntary work. If your experience is limited, you could even think about beginning some part-time work now so that you have something relevant to write on your CV. A big mistake when describing work experience is to simply list duties of the job and not the actual personal achievements. Imagine you are applying for a role in administration, and your only work experience so far has been temping positions as a receptionist. Resolved a situation involving a dissatisfied client through customer service skills and prompt referral to the appropriate department should be included rather than simply responsible for handling telephone inquiries. Do remember, though, that if you include such information in your CV, that it is likely that the interviewer will ask you about it, should you be successful in getting to the interview stage. Finally, I would like to add that it is a good idea to have someone look over your CV before you send it out. You should ask them to check for any spelling or grammar errors and also give you feedback on the layout and design of the CV and whether they think it is interesting, appealing, and has a logical flow. Avoid using too many different font styles, which can make the CV uncomfortable to read. And I recommend that you try to keep the length to just 2 pages if possible. This should not be too difficult for new graduates, but can be quite tricky for people with a longer work history. We will now move on to looking at examples of effective and ineffective CVs. And then we will have a session in the computer laboratory where you will have the chance to produce your own CVs under the guidance of the Careers Guidance Team.